This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will attend several events, including the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. Mr. Modi will also take part in major development programs and diplomatic engagements across Rajkot, Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple, began on Thursday at the coastal town of Veerawal in Gir Somnath district. More from our correspondent.
The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv being held at Prabhaspatan is a tribute to India's enduring spirit that refused to break even after many foreign invasions. On the economic front, PM will inaugurate the second Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference in Rajkot. The visit will conclude with a high-level diplomatic engagement as the PM will meet German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Gandhinagar. Marking 25 years of India-Germany strategic partnership, both the leaders will discuss on intensifying cooperation in various sectors such as trade, technology and green development, among others. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
The budget session of Parliament will commence from the 28th of this month and will continue till 2nd of April. In a social media post, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, the first phase of the budget session will conclude on 13th of February. He said the Parliament will reassemble for the second phase on 9th of March. Mr. Rijiju said that it is a vital step towards meaningful debate and people-centric governance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the vital role of the country's youth in building a strong and prosperous nation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his eagerness to engage with the youth from across the country during the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue and said that he looks forward to meeting the participants at the program scheduled to be held on Monday. Home Minister Amit Shah has announced that a collective nationwide campaign against drugs will be launched from the 31st of March this year. The campaign, which will run for 3 years, aims to make the country drug-free. Mr. Shah made the announcement while chairing the 9th apex-level meeting of the Narco Coordination Center, or NCOD, in New Delhi yesterday. He said in the fight against drugs, all departments of the central government should prepare a roadmap up to 2029. Chief of Defence Staff, CDS, General Anil Chauhan has said, Pakistan's hurried military and constitutional restructuring after Operation Sindoor was a tacit admission of its serious shortcomings exposed during the conflict. General Chauhan was speaking at the Pune Public Policy Festival yesterday. Addressing a session on technology and national security, the CDS said, Operation Sindoor, launched in May last year after the terror attack in April, forced Pakistan to carry out constitutional amendments. In Himachal Pradesh, 14 people were killed and several others seriously injured after a private bus plunged into a deep gorge near Haripurdhar in Sirmaur district. The bus carrying 66 passengers was travelling from Solan to Haripurdhar when the accident occurred. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the bus mishap in Himachal Pradesh. Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of the kin of each deceased from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. The 53rd edition of the New Delhi World Book Fair 2026 begins today at Bharat Mandapam in the National Capital. The fair brings together publishers, authors, readers and cultural voices from India and across the world. World Hindi Day is being observed today. The day is commemorated every year with the objective to promote use of Hindi language abroad. It aims to encourage the use of Hindi on international platforms, including diplomacy, education and cultural exchange. In Iran, anti-government protests have widened to all 31 provinces, cutting across cities and regions of the country, posing the most serious challenge to the Islamic Republics since the 2022 unrest. The West Asian country is witnessing nationwide protests fueled by a worsening economic crisis as rising inflation, unemployment and a weakening currency deepen public anger. And in badminton, India's campaign at the Malaysia Open Super 1000 ended today. Two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu bowed out of the tournament after losing to China's Wang Shi in Kuala Lumpur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.